When is it in hip hop that we, and I say we, all of us, are going to stop pointing the finger at everyone else and start saying, you know what, maybe it was our fault?
That was actually, that was going to be a part of the follow-up video that I didn't get to because, you know, I had to meet up with Soulja Boy to record that song. But I definitely agree with you. I mean, I felt like people were going overboard and passing judgment on Alicia Keys, calling her crazy and whatnot.
No, she's not crazy.
But, I do think I'm not a big fan of these conspiracy theories. And the reason for me is not that they're crazy. It's just that they're counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
They don't point us in the direction of finding solutions to the many parts of these problems that are straightforward and right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, it kind of encourages us to be apathetic in a way, because if you think everything's being guided by an unseen hand,
then why?
What's the point of even trying? And you saw, as you pointed out back in these days quite often, that was the biggest problem with all the Y2K conspiracy theories we had in hip-hop, is that there was this fatalistic bent to all of these. Like, everyone was saying, there's only 3 years left, there's only 2 years left.
So what's the point?
When you asked, what are you going to do about it, nobody had a plan. everyone was just resigned to this fate of the world ending. And you saw that, of course. You know, it made Busta Rhymes go when Y2K came and went, and we were still here. You know,
Busta, what's going on?
I'm
gonna go hard.
He had to bulk up and put on about 100 pounds.
Cut off his dreads.
To cope.
Yo, the second
we,
thing,
we shouldn't talk about Busta, because
he might beat me up.
Crash through the wall. The phones are lighting up. G-Man, get on that, please. Somebody made somebody angry, I think. What did we do?
Isaiah Thomas?
Handle that, G-Man.
Yeah.
You're my Tony Snow.
Yeah,
take care of business. We're passing it over to DJ 3D on the Underground Railroad, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.
They call her coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee. The baddest one chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Why kill them all?
Coffee. She's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black. Coffee's hot. And sometimes, as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee. Always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem. Here comes Coffee. The godmother of them all.
stain in my heart.
Stain in my heart.
And I wonder deep down inside, why do, out of all the loves in my life, you're the only one that have left. Out of all the loves in my life, you're the only one that have left a stain in my heart.
Stain in my heart.
And I wonder deep down inside, why in the world can one woman deceive me, use me, abuse me, come back and love me, then leave me? And I say to myself, maybe, maybe, fool, listen to me. It must be love. Something special sent from above.
there's a music in the streets. There's a music in the air. A little old soul beat. There's dancing everywhere. I would tell the whole world, tell them if I could, to add a little song into each life. It's a thing of snapping good.
If you don't want my money, thank you.
Thank you. peasant. I know that she's no peasant here.
daughter, did he go wrong?
Darkness falls across the land as Emperor McCain comes to the throne. You are listening to the Underground Railroad on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. My name is Jay Smooth. I'm the composer, arranger, and conductor of the Underground Railroad. We come to you every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. with the finest in hip-hop music and culture, which for the last hour has been exemplified by the great DJ 3D. I'm going to give myself a stroke with these run-on sentences. We also have G-Man in the house.
Now, young Skywalker.
Can we still say in the house? Is that played out?
I'm going to
keep saying
out.
In the house.
Nah, that's our language, man.
That's right.
It's never going to be played out. It's like saying dope or...
Slang is never too old.
Fresh.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's never going to be played out. How could that be played out? That's our hip-hop.
Thank you. Exactly.
That people have forgotten.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? There's no hip-hop for the middle 30s and the late 40s and the early 40s. There's no hip-hop for us. You know what I mean? Either you're going to listen to some real old-school stuff like I got in my MP3, or you're going to listen to nothing. Or you're just going to convert and... You know, be on the MTV BET thing. Go, ooh, the new Soulja Boy. Me, I don't like to follow that stuff. You know what I mean? I don't even read the Vibe or the XXL or the Source anymore. You know,
that stuff is not for us. And, you know, I work for XXL, the website.
Okay.
But the magazine, you know, I look at it once in a while, but we're not really the target audience for that stuff anymore.
You see what I'm reading, right? New York.
He's got... The John McCain New York magazine cover.
Unfortunately, it seems to me that those magazines have dumbed down to the point where, you know, when I read them, it's like I'm not fulfilled. You know, when the Source...
Well, it's not, I mean, we're not...
It's not
know,
our... It's not. I'm not the audience anymore. I understand.
Those are for young hip-hop fans who want to get the straightforward celebrity news about celebrity rappers.
It's right on.
What we need... Right. Like, that's right on. We need, like, the Downbeat magazine...
Wax Poetics.
...for the serious jazz heads, which would be something like Wax Poetics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Harris Publications, who puts out XXL, tried to do something along those lines with Scratch Magazine,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't really able to sustain it on that commercial level, which, you know, that's always a challenge. Being able to find the mix between substance and commerce is always a struggle. There's a really good book about the history of Impulse Records that deals a lot with that very issue.
Really?
I think it's named The House That Train Built. It's a book that came out in the last couple of years.
Okay.
Gives a lot of insight into that whole realm, which is that's always the struggle between making something that has depth and lasting value and making something that'll propagate, like even beyond the money thing. Like I'm finding that with my video work, there's ways that you can make a video go viral and get a lot of traffic, but being and apart from that, there's ways that you can use a video to say something substantive that you really believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to say something substantive and make something that's going to go viral,
it's very hard.
It's very hard to mix those two things.
It's the Underground Railroad.
The things that go viral are always flimsy, simple, comical things.
Obama girl.
Right, and I know the people that put that together. I actually have a lot of respect for that because it's, you know, it's well put together.
I like it.
It's well put together, and it's funny at least.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the thing that I want to figure out is how do you get the attention that those Obama girl videos get and actually have something to say underneath it, like have an idea that you want to communicate.
It's the Underground Railroad. You know, but shout out to Monk One. I'm sure he's listening right now. But go down to Black Betty, have a good time, and make sure you please check out the illdoctrine.com because Jay Smooth is not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, best website with some very, very insightful thought from Jay Smooth and some great videos.
Of course, right now, you can join us at hiphopmusic.com. The chat room is now open. Let me see who's in there.
Who's in the chat room tonight?
We've got AP215, audio dramatist, checking in from Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Big Lex.
Big up.
Derek's Jaheim, Fatal. Haroon, my man Haroon with the Turkish Breaks set. Fez, Scramble, S Venom, and Unknown Artists. Mary Nificent was in there before, along with a couple of other people. You can definitely join the conversation in there. I got to give a shout out to Feministing.com. Prominent feminist website, which everyone should read. They checked in to protest our lauding of the Obama girl videos.
They did?
Feministing is watching and listening at all times. I just want you to know.
I wasn't lauding her.
Don't try to get away with slipping up.
I wasn't lauding her.
We weren't, yeah, but I should clarify. I don't mean to gloss over. Obviously, that video basically suggests that the role of women in the political realm is to be this scantily clad cheerleader for the male candidates who obsesses over how good looking they are.
I just thought
I respect it in the way that I respect misogynist hip hop, where I hate the message, but I can see that it's well put together.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those compartmentalization things.
Mindless entertainment is needed at some point.
I don't find it that entertaining, but as someone who's trying to put videos out there, I respect how well they put it together and how good they are at getting their hustle on. I respect it the way that I respect P. Diddy.
Got you.
But
got you.
The problematic core of it is definitely there.
Yeah, just like Flavor Flav.
Got to be real about that. We can't. That's what does that mean?
Chicken eating the chicken with the. He's just a modern day minstrel show.
Did you see Arsenio Hall on there?
No, I haven't watched it. Honestly, Arsenio Hall
that's
was
the
on.
That's the only reason I watched. I can't really bear to watch
a anymore. Modern day minstrel.
Just, we need to talk about Miss Rap Supreme on the same topic, but let's not do that now. Yeah. Let's hand it over to DJ 3D on the Underground Railroad, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. 3D will take you until 2 a.m., at which point you'll hear from Tony Ryan. In the meantime, you can try to call us at 212-209-2900, or you can hit the chat room at hiphopmusic.com.
Mister, here comes the twister.
This is Rudy Ray Moore.
Yes, I'm the human tornado. I chain down thunder and handcuff lightning. I'm so damn strong, it's sometimes frightening. I grabbed a star traveling a million miles a minute and slowed it down to the state speed limit. Yes, I'm the human tornado. Spinning, grinning, and sinning. I used an earthquake to mix my milkshake. I eat an avalanche when I want ice cream. I punched a hurricane and made it a breeze. I swallowed an iceberg and didn't freeze. The human tornado. Flinging cash and talking trash. Beamy, delayed, relayed, mislaid, and parlayed. Jump, thump, bumped, and mugwump. The human tornado. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a pimp or a note from your jailer.